first of all, I ain't no bitch.
NBA Straya. Hey, gang, that's right. It's the NBA Straya podcast. It's Thursday, October 31. Ooh, spooky. And I'm your host, James Clements. I'm a writer for Rolling Stone, Triple J, Junkie, Red Bull Mag, and whoever else wants to sling me that sweet, sweet folding stuff. And I'm here in Larry Armour Studios giving you the lowdown on who's doing what, where they're doing it, why they're doing it, of course, who's doing it better. And Lonzo Ball in the NBA today, breaking down, wrapping up every little bit of NBA action for you while repping Straya a little bit. It's just what we do, mate. And boy, howdy, are we going to do that today. We've got a massive NBA day to cover for you. We had a fight. We had a chokehold from Ben Simmons. We had a choke job from the Bucks. We had a 59-point game, a 46-point game, a broken hand for a two-time MVP courtesy of Aaron Bangers Baines. And we even had trolling across mediums, social mediums, as well as a new World Series champion. What a wild day. This is awesome. So that's going to be covered with the Game Wraps brought to you by USSportsTickets.com, as well as all the usual dumbassery. If that's not an iPhone, mate, no, mate. Spud of the night, pantsing the evening, and better than Lonzo Ball, of course. We've got an extendo. Yeah, nah. A couple of good ones today. There's the unpopular opinion of the day, an Outback Takehouse, where we're serving up a flame grilled take. We've also got a Kiwi Corner. And we're going to look at the games on offer tomorrow with a pick and a preview. We didn't do great today, I'll tell you that much. Before we finish up with a brand new Diary of Stephen Adams. That's right, we've got Stephen Adams. Unreal. All right, we also have a bit of a Kickstarter update. All right, great show for you. Let's get to it. NBA Straya number 345. Let's go.
This is Matthew Dellavedova, and you're listening to NBA Straya.
Watch out for the Shaq attack.
Wow, you better. Oh, you better watch out for the attack of Aaron Bangers Baines. That's right, Sir Bangers himself. Sir Bangers of the Brick Shithouse screen and the Dripping Wet 3. Especially if you're Steph Curry, you got caught under, a falling bangers tree. Jesus. And you break your wrist. Anyway, we are going to start today's show with the daily whip around. It's the way we start every show at NBA Straya. Little bit to get through. What do you reckon? Yep, Steph. It was confirmed. Steph Curry, broken left hand after bangers Aaron Baines fell on him. Trying to take a charge for bangers. I did see a couple of stupid fucking morons out there going, oh, this is what happens when you incentivize Aaron Baines to, get hit and then fall. It's like, he's trying to take a fucking charge, you dickhead. Blow it out your ass. Absolute accident. Steph, unfortunate with the way everybody sort of collapsed and fell. Pretty crazy. And look, if Bangers falls on you, I'm pretty sure you're going to break something. I'm pretty sure I'm, nursing a bit of a fucking break in my hand somewhere from watching him fall on Steph's hand. So you kind of get it, right? But that means Golden State, and this is a stat you're going to hear an absolute shit ton of in the next couple of days. They've lost Steph, Klay Thompson, and Kevin Durant in the last six games to injury. That's fucking crazy. Absolutely crazy. Ugh. Because you will remember, obviously, Klay, KD going down in the finals last year at different moments. Golden State losing Steph today. That's absolutely wild. But this is why it's so hard to keep good teams good. That's what makes the 90s Bulls and 20 years of San Antonio so fucking impressive. It's really fucking hard to stay on top in the NBA. Injuries happen. Stuff happens all the fucking time. And there you go. It's happened to Golden State again. Brutal. All right, we're going to talk about that again a little bit later. But Steph, out for the moment. No idea. No turntable. No timetable on his return. But I guess we'll get an update. And he's going to go do some CT scans, see what the damage is like more. But yeah, busted him. All right, Dirk Nowitzki got a road named after him in Dallas, Texas. You'd hope so it was in Dallas, Texas. It'd be weird if it was in Dallas, Wyoming. Nowitzki Way. It's the old Nowitzki fadeaway, almost. But that's awesome. It's on the lead up to American Airlines Center, which is good. I've been to a game in Dallas. It was awesome. couple of nice little bars along that little sort of stretch there, along, I think it might even be Nowitzki Way. So that's really cool. And then you sort of get out to the front. And it's really nice. I really enjoyed Dallas. But there you go. Dirk Nowitzki there. Ryan Rowdy Brockhoff was on hand and did a couple of little bits and bobs about it on his Insta. On you, Rowdy. But all right, come on. The good shit today was the tea being spilt after the inverted commas punch-on between big Karl Anthony Towns and Joel Embiid. Ended up with big Simo Ben Simmons choke-holding his good mate, Cat, on the floor in Philly. Then they all get broken up. Embiid's flexing to the crowd, goes over to the bench, daps up Mike Scott, flexes more on his way out, shadow boxing like he's fucking Muhammad Ali. Cat's mum's giving him the finger left, right, and yelling at him. And then Joel Embiid goes on TV and says, "I ain't no bitch. First off, I ain't no bitch. All right, no one said you were, Joel." And then he posted on Twitter, "Great team win. I was raised around lions and a cat pulled on me tonight, LMAO. Got his mama giving middle fingers left and right. That's some capital. Serious real estate. Hashtag fight night. Hashtag I ain't no bitch." Sure. The best part was big Karl Anthony Towns then fired back. Yes, he did. Then Cat posted SpongeBob spaz meme. "I ain't no bitch. Raise around lions," and then six blue hat emojis, six clown emojis, then a hashtag bitch talk. That's fucking gross. Are you kidding? Cat and Embiid, this is the feud I wanted and I've always wanted. This is incredible. Just keep taking shots at each other. Joel Embiid was also like, "I was built for this city and they were built for me. You got to be a Broad Street bully." Which, I mean, I'm assuming like in Ballarat, hey, you got to be a Sturt Street bully, but the real ones are like a Lydiard Street or a Mare Street bully, you know? Makes sense. Or in Brunswick, you know, you're a Sydney Road bully, but if you're a real, real one, you're a Brunswick Road bully. Maybe even a Barclay Street bully. I don't know. Good stuff. Love this. Love the spilling of the tea. Sweet. See you fuckers for round two on March 24, though. Unreal. Can't wait. Also, Andre Drummond somewhere just going, "Whew, glad that wasn't me. I don't want to get choked out by Big Simo Ben Simmons." yeah, great stuff. So that was some really, really fun. Look, it all popped off, and then there's a lot of other shit going on, but it was very, very entertaining. Embiid and Karl Anthony Towns obviously got ejected, so that's all good. The good news is as well, you know, we had Kyrie responding to his big fucking story about how he's a fuckhead yesterday. Then came out today and said, "I don't have to be perfect for anyone here, nor do I have to be perfect for the public. I'm not here to dispel any perception. I'm here to be myself." That's great, but what happens when your self is a fuckhead? Because, I don't know, that's sort of where it falls down, I feel like. Anyway, some funny stuff, man. Some funny, funny stuff. And we also had a fun, fun thing. We're going to talk about the Houston and the Wizards game, but a final score, a combined 317 points today. The most in an NBA game that was ever decided by a single point, which is absolutely nuts. Very fun. Very, 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 very cool. The Wizards also matched the record for the most points scored in a loss in regulation, which is pretty funny. Nice stuff. All right, let's get to the game wraps. We've got 11 games to get through today. So we're going to try to fly through this and get to some ENRs and do some other good stuff. But anyway, game wraps, they are brought to you by USSportsTickets.com. Get around them. If you're going to go to the States, you want to go to an NBA game, an NFL game. Probably not an MLB game because that won't be starting until next April. But hey, man, if you're planning for a trip next April and May, MLB, off you go. But you won't have, you know, maybe you'll get a schedule soon enough and away you go. Anyway, USSportsTickets.com. If you're going to buy a ticket to a sporting event in the States, just do it through them. It's all in Aussie dollars. It's legendary. All right, we've got 11 games. Let's start with Chicago versus the Cleveland Cavaliers. That's right. And the Cleveland Cavaliers, 117 win over the Bulls, 111. Absolutely crazy game. It was a very close all game too. Then Love and the Sex Man took over in the fourth for the Cavs. Sex Man had 10 points in the last 8 minutes. Love hit some shots and wow, Chicago fucking suck. Oh, they suck. I hate the Bulls so much. I hate Jim Boylan. Hashtag fire Jim Boylan. They shot 43%, only 6 turnovers, out-rebounded by 15, and shot 12 more times in Cleveland. That's right, Stephen A. Smith.
Cleveland!
And lost. Chicago, you fucking stink. Lowry had 16 and 8 on 4 of 12 shooting. Zachy Cakes Levine, 16 and 8 assist on 6 of 14 shooting. 15 each for Otto. I like to get blood too. Porter and Wendell. Not much else elsewhere. Cody White had a rough one. 3 of 12 shooting for his 8 points. But Chicago, they just fucking suck. It's like, oh, but they're young. But yeah, they were young last year and they didn't look this fucking bad. Cleveland, they shot 52%. Which tells you a lot about the state of Chicago's defense. K-Love, Kevin Love, 17 and 20 with 6 assists. The old get me the fuck out of here game. Backed up by Tristan, get me the fuck out of here as well, would ya? Thompson, 23 and 10 with 5 blocks for cheating Tristan. The sex man, mentioned him, 18 points, 7 of 12 shooting. Darius Garland, not a great one for the Rook, 9 on 11 shots. 17 for Jordo Clarkson off the bench. Chetty and Larry, 12 points each as well. Nice one, Larry Nance Jr., that isn't Chetty Osman. The Bulls are now 1-4 for the season and look an absolute fucking rabble, and the Cavs are 2-2 and look surprisingly fun, which I did not expect. It's one of those things where you're like, oh yeah, healthy Kevin Love is very handy to have on your basketball team, I guess. Anyway, it'd be nice if Dele could hit his shot, but anyway. Orlando hosted the New York Knickerbockers of New York City and kicked the shit out of them. This was weird. It was mental. 95-83, Orlando end up winning. So just listen to that. 95-83. It was 80-79 with 8 minutes left. That's right. The Knicks had one field goal and one fucking free throw made the rest of the way in this game in 8 minutes. Wow, that's some good tanking. Mate, it's still October. Like, you can try for these games. I don't know, Knicks. Jesus, but that was gross. 37% from the floor, 22% from three for the Knicks, 16, 10, and 7 for Julius. Randall, RJ Barrett was a bit off tonight, 9 points for him. 12 points, 5 blocks for the other Mitch Robinson. Fighting Bobby Portis, fighting around the world, 12 and 10 for him. Orlando Vooch, I was saying Vooch, had 21 and 13 with 4 assists. Air Gordon bounced back. Typically, you'll have that happen against the Knicks. 15 and 11 for him. Evan, don't Google me, Fournier. 14 points and 5 of 12 shooting. And Markel Fultz, 3-6 shot for 7 points. On you, mate. Knicks are now 1-4. Magic Man, 2-2. All right, the big one. Minnesota versus the Philadelphia 76ers. 117-95 winners. The Philly Sixers end up because, well, there was a fucking fight. And big Karl Anthony Towns, you know, the MVP candidate on the old Minnesota Timberwolves, got kicked out along with Joel Embiid after inverted commas punching on. I feel like Cat won that fight. Embiid's just bigger, and he sort of got him to the ground, and then Simo jumped on Cat's back and chokeholded him away. And Minnesota players were dragging Embiid off Cat too. But look, the Sixers had this in control anyway. Early, they just jumped them really early in the second, never looked back. And I mean, even without Embiid on the Sixers, I mean, who's going to hurt you then on Mini Sans Cat? Wigo? Vonleh? I mean, holy shit, they didn't have Gorgie Dang out there. So this was just a bit of a laugher after Cat went out. Because, like, at least Cat and Embiid, it was fun up until that point. Cat had 13 and 6 before getting tossed. Embiid was crushing at 19 and 5. And then the rest of the game just degenerated into, like, Andrew Wiggins doing a Kobe 19 on 6 of 16 shooting. Kobe! 5 rebounds, 2 assists, and 3 turnovers. He was a minus 27, Andrew Wiggins. Classic. El Jefe Teague, 15 and 5 for him. For Philly, Tobias Harris, the never nude, 18 and 9. Simo, 16, 3 and 7. He was good all game. He and Horford really, really just made sure that this stayed a very, very comfortable win. Average L was pretty good too. I got a lot of time for Average L, and it's like in these exact moments when either Embiid's in foul trouble or some other shit's going on, he's been kicked out, whatever, that you go, oh yeah, we've got Al Horford, 12 points, 16 rebounds, 4 assists. Unreal stuff. He was really good. Richo also had 12 points. And, you know, just watching him play defense is just a goddamn delight. Same with Matisse Thybulle. He had 9 points too, 4 steals. He is a fucking menace. Anyway, fucking Furkan. Furkan fucking Cork, Maz. Yeah, mashed in 3 threes as well on his way to 17 points. 8 and 11 for James Ennis. The Wolves dropped their first game of the season at 3-1. But the 76ers, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 76ers are 4-0. And the last time they started 4-0, they went to the finals. AI. What's going on? Right. Who was up next? Toronto taking on the Detroit Basketball Pistons. Raps crew. Look, they didn't really cruise to this, but it was like, you know, handy win in the end. 125-113 Toronto. Dwayne Casey lost this matchup for the first time in 3 years since he was on the other side in February 2017 against Stan Van Gundy, which is pretty weird. Very lackadaisical Pistons, though. They didn't look very engaged in this one. Also, it's weird when you watch the Pistons because anytime any of their wings wears a fucking headband, I automatically think it's Tobias Harris, you pricks. Ugh. Anyway, they let the Raps shoot almost 60%, so yeah, that's not great. Siakam and Lowry were very good. Siakam, though, blew this game open in the third quarter. He had 19 in the third quarter, and that was that. Detroit had no Reggie Jackson. Blake Griffin traveled and participated in a shoot-around with them, though, so maybe you'll be back soon. Andre Drummond had 21 points, 22 rebounds. Jesus. 5 turnovers, 3 assists. 16 and 5 for Keith Morris. D-Rose had 16 points, 10 assists. 0 of 2 from 3. Oh, I kind of love this whole Detroit D-Rose stuff, but just lacks the punch. Galloway had 17. The Duckman, Luke Kennard, he's back. 1 of 6 shooting for him for 3 points. Legendary, a minus 25. Toronto, Siakam, Siakam had a 35 and 5 with 2 steals. He was awesome. 19 in the third quarter, as mentioned. Kyle Big Booty Lowry had 20 points and 8 assists. Fred VanVleet of the Fighting VanVleet had 13 points, 11 assists. 19 for a Suge Ibaka off the bench too. He had 13 in really early going, as leading all scorers at that point too. Really, really taking it to Andre. And Norm Powell had 19 as well. Nice. Pistons, though, are 2-3. And the slippage is real already. And the Raptors are 4-1. A sneaky 4-1. Because everyone's looking at Boston, Milwaukee, and Philly. Raps just keep on cruising to wins. Speaking of Milwaukee, I heard it's Algonquin for the good land. And the Boston Celtics. It was not a good land in Massachusetts for Milwaukee. Because the Celtics won this game, 116-105, a 24-4 run through the end of the third quarter into the fourth for Boston. It was a 29-point turnaround. They were down 19 points. It was a 74-47 second half in favor of Boston. Absolutely crazy. The Bucks started off shooting pretty okay. They went 5 of 9 on threes early and then went 9 of 35 the rest of the way. Not great, but just fell apart. Absolute choke job. They were crushing it. Absolutely. As I mentioned, they're up 19. Absolutely insane. They got outscored 38-18 in the third quarter and then 36-29 in the fourth. Just gross. Giannis had 22, 14, and 5 with 2 blocks and 3 turnovers. Hit some free throws, which was nice tonight, 6 of 10. Rightfully heated at the end, though. Was just not getting any calls. Chris O'Middleton, he had 26. Good on him. Brook Lopez, 1 of 5 from deep for his 10 points. Bledsoe put on a Bled show in Boston, which means he sucked ass. Scary Terry's gone. He's still shooting himself as Bledsoe. 3 of 8 shooting for him. 1 of 4 from deep. Wes Matthews. 1 of 7 from downtown for him. So those three combined to go 3 of 16 from deep. Not great. George Hill, 12 points as well. Boston with no Jalen Brown. Kemba Walker crushed it. 32 points, 6 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists. He was amazing. 4 of 11 from deep for Hill. Gordon Hayward was good too. 21, 10, and 7. Also shot well from deep. Tatum had a really great second half. Finished off the third quarter with a Paul Pierce move. That was amazing in front of Paul Pierce. 25 points. Looked mint. 10 of 22 shooting. Marcus Smart went 5 of 11 from 3. 19 points for him. Typical Marcus Smart shit. And Shemi Ojale was pretty good in place of Jaylen Brown for spots there for 20 minutes. Didn't really, like, add to the scoring too much, but big body, pretty handy. So Milwaukee, I believe they fall to now 2-2, and the Boston Celtics are 3-1. Bounce back. Nice. Brooklyn hosted the Indiana Pacers and shit the bed, 108-118. Indy won, get their first win of the season. They lost Miles Turner to a weird ankle injury that came after a Garrett Temple collision, where Turner hit Temple hard on the screen, but Turner got injured. It was pretty weird. Anyway, hopefully he's okay. I love me some Miles Turner. Anyway, Brooklyn fucking stink. They got killed by the Souvlaki King, DeMarcus Sabonis, and Sleepy Eyes Jeremy Lamb. So When that happens, you got to get the fuck out of here, Brooklyn. They stink on offense. It's basically, Kyrie, please do something sick, like 85% of the time, and the other 15% of the time is Spencer Dinwiddie chucking up a shot and praying that it goes in. So Brooklyn, look, they had 19 turnovers to 9. Not great. Kyrie had 28, 7, and 6. Minus 15, though, for the game. Yeah, that'll do it. Spencer Dinwiddie had 20 on 7 of 17 shooting, 1 of 5 from deep. Sweet baby carrots had 15, 6, and 3 with 4 turnovers, though. And it's just like, there was not any real coherency about the Brooklyn attack again, and they're not getting enough out of the bench. Like, Kuroks is struggling. Jared Allen should just be fucking starting over DeAndre Jordan, who is cooked. He had 8 of 8. Nwaba looks okay, but just had a pass that basically nearly killed some poor bugger wearing a Cavs top. And that says a lot about the Brooklyn fucking crowd, too. I saw this a lot of just people wearing random jerseys to games. There were two brothers. One was wearing a Cavs jersey, and the other one a Boston jersey at a Brooklyn and Indy game. I don't know if they're really big Kyrie fans, but that was fucking weird. Anyway, Nets suck. Indy, they crushed it. Suva, Domantas Sabonis, the Souvlaki kick. Oh, yeah, g'day, Domantas. I'll just have the straight lamb today. Thanks, mate. Yeah, again, easy on the tomatoes. Bit of extra lettuce. Can I get some extra garlic sauce? Cheers, mate. 29 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists and a block. He was awesome. Sleepy eyes, Jeremy Lamb, as mentioned, 25 points for him. 11 of 19 shooting. Man. Our Presidente, Malcolm Brogdon, 21 points and 13 assists. He's been very good, even though Indy have been shit up until now. TJ Warren chucked in 20 TJ Warren points, where it's like, oh, what else did you do? Oh, 1 assist, 3 rebounds. Classic. And Miles Turner at 7-2 before going down. Their bench was not great. Dougie McBuckets hit a couple of big shots when needed, went 2 or 3 from downtown. Juzzy Holiday had 5.7 rebounds as a Holiday. Shot 1 of 6, though. Not great. Either way, Pacers get on the board and, hilariously enough, are tied with the Nets at 1-3. What a horrifying start to the season for the Nets. They stink. Speaking of, not bad losses, noble losses, the Thunder are the kings of that, aren't they? And today they lost to the Portland Trailblazers, 102-99. This was a wild game too. Spud Hood hit a dagger three with 30 seconds left to put Portland back up 5. And that was only because Dame put on a fucking show to get Portland there. He was like 4 of 15 in the first 3 quarters and then hit 3 threes in less than a minute and a half to get the lead. And then Portland didn't give it back up at all, which was, let me check my notes, pretty fucking good, not bloody bad. Portland shot 39% and won. Yeah, not often that happens, mate. Not often that happens. But anyway, 22 on 7 of 22 shooting for CJ. Dame had 23 points and 13 assists. They shot 17 of 35 from deep. And 39% from the floor. It's fucking wild. Wingen Hassan Whiteside had 12 and 12 with 2 blocks in 25 minutes. He hurt his knee. Came back, though, so that was weird. Kent Blazemore, because he now plays for the Blazers. There you go. 14 points and 3 threes. Anthony Simons looked good early, too. Didn't do much late. 7 points. And Scal Labissiere was a plus 13. Sure. 7-4. OKC Brew. No Steve Adams Brew. He's got a knee contusion. OKC shot 4 of 27 from 3. If you need to know what that is, it's not fucking good, mate. Yeah. 39.3% from the field for them. CP3 had 21, 5, and 5 with 4 turnovers. Shy Redder, Gilgeous Alexander had a rough outing. 13 points on 13 shots. 0 of 2 from 3. 8 rebounds, 3 assists, 15s each. For Gallo, Danilo Gallinari, and Nerlens Noel. And Dennis Schröder, German Schröder, had 17 on 17 points, but he looked good at different... Yeah, 17 points on 17 shots, but he looked good at different points. Scything through some of the defense there from Portland, but then just really missing a lot of shots at the rim. It was weird. And Hamidou Diallo had 12 points and 10 rebounds, did a bit of everything, but the Thunder, perfect. Show that CP3 still got it. Trade him later in the season. You're 1-4, well on your way to tanking. Blazers, 3-2 as well. Nice. Houston and Washington, as mentioned, this game was absolutely off chops. Houston win at 159 to 158 in regulation. So what do you reckon there, Jimmy? Oh, yeah, not much defense being played, mate. Yeah, I don't think so. Just absolutely crazy. Harden, I mean, 59 points, missed a fucking dunk that could have sealed the game. Gordon finally got Houston ahead late. Then Beal hits a threes fouled with 48 seconds left. Harden misses the dunk with 40 seconds left. Rusty gets one to go and the foul. They get more free throws. Then Harden gets bailed out. Like, then Washington tie it back up. It's absolutely fucking crazy. Then Harden gets bailed out on a bullshit foul call. Hits one of the free throws. Houston win at 159-158. He finishes with 59. Absolutely crazy. Beal has 46. What a fun game. But also one of the worst games you'd ever watch. The Wizards, they shot 62.6%, 55.6 from three, and they lost. Bananas. Bradley Beal had 46 on 14 of 20 shooting, 7 of 12 from three, 8 assists. Unreal. 5 turnovers. Rui, Japanese Jordan, 23 points. He'll pop up later. 13 and 12 for Thomas Kobe Bryant. Davis Bertans and his stupid Amish beard, 21. 17 and 10. In the debut of Isaiah Thomas. Yes, that Isaiah Thomas. Well, not that Isaiah Thomas, but the other that Isaiah Thomas. Which is good because I want to see Isaiah Thomas come back and be good, because not only do I have him on one of my fantasy teams, but he's just a really fun story and I'd like to see him do well. You know, that'd be nice. Wouldn't it? Wouldn't it? I think it would be. He actually played a little bit in the Spurs game as well the other day, but... you know, 16 and 5, now he's 17 and 10. Good stuff. All right, what else we got? Moving right along into Houston, Harden had 59, as mentioned. He'll pop up again in a second. Rusty had another triple-double, 17, 10, and 12. Gordo shot 5 of 13, and they were all from 3, which is kind of weird, right? Like, I think there's value in Eric Gordon being a really good three-point shooter, but if you're only ever going to shoot threes, Eric, like... people will just be like, oh, well, he's not going to drive. What the fuck? Literally every shot he took, all 13 of them, 13 three-point attempts. Unbelievable. Daniel S. Jr. had 16 and Clint Capela had 21, 12, and 3. Wizards dropped to 1 and 3 for the year. Rockets 3 and 1. Clippers went into Utah and lost 110, 196. Utah looks so good in those purple jerseys as well. I got old mate to buy me a Jingles one for Christmas. No shit, I really did. I'm like... please. No Kawhi for the Clippers today on load management. But yeah, look, the Clippers, everyone's like, oh, it's going to be fine. They're basically the same Clippers as last year. But they did not look engaged from the outset. The Jazz were on. Conley was hitting shots. Bojan took over a little bit in the third. Big third quarter for the Jazz. Blew this one wide open. More wide open than the Golden Plains of Western Victoria. But the Clippers, look, Lou Will started, had 24. No other starter at double figures. Avicii Zubac had 8 and 8 on 4 of 4 shooting in only 18 minutes. I don't know why Doc hates Avicii Zubac, but he does. Whatever. Sham Wow couldn't hit the side of a fucking fence. 1 of 7 shooting for his 5 points. 3 turnovers as well. Jermichael Green was pretty good off the bench. 23 and 8. Even Montrez... struggled too. 10 points, 4 fouls in 14 minutes. For the Jazz, they shot 55% as a team, 45% from three. Mike Conley is back. He had 29 points and 5 assists. He was awesome. He was 3 of 20 up until that point, and then went 5 of 8 from downtown. Lovely. Donovan fucking Mitchell had 24 points, 10 of 17 shooting. That's good stuff from Donovan. Jingles, first double-figure scoring outing of the year, 10.7 assists for him. Bojan Bogdanovic had 14, 4, and 2. And the Stifel Tower had 13 points and 7 rebounds. The Clips now dropped to 3-2. Utah, one of those sneaky 4-1 teams, just because they looked bad in a game against the Lakers. Everyone's like, oh, Utah aren't that good. Meanwhile, they just kicked the absolute bejesus out of the Clippers, even without Kawhi, but still. Speaking of shit teams, Charlotte at Sacramento. Sacramento fucking stink. 118 Charlotte win in Sacramento. The Hornets are on their third game in 4 nights. They went back-to-back in LA, Clippers, Lakers-Clippers, and then went up to Northern California to play Sacramento. Kings are a shit show defensively. On offense, it's just Diaz of Fox driving and then going, what are you fuckheads doing? It's so bad. Buddy had 23 on 8 of 22 shooting. 7 made threes, though, but just nothing else. Diaz of Fox, as mentioned, 16 points, 10 assists. Harrison Barnes, 22 and 7. Rashawn Holmes went 8 of 10 from the floor for 17 and 9. And Bogdan Bogdanovic, the other Bogdan, went 4 of 14 from the floor for 12 points and 5 assists. Just gross, though. Gross across the board. Charlotte shot 50% from 3. The Hornets did. PJ Washington absolutely crushing it. 23 points today. 8 rebounds, 10 of 13 from the floor. He might pop up again as well later. looks pretty good. But, I mean, he looks really good against shit teams, which I guess is all you can ask. You can only play the opposition that's in front of you, mate. 22 points, 6 assists for Scary Terry, and 18 for Malik Monk off the bench. Is the Monk Hive, the monastery, is that still alive? I don't know. And Cody Zeller, the bank teller, 17, 12, 15, and 5. Absolutely insane. The Kings are 0-5, and that is the franchise's worst start since 1990. What a fucking shit show they are. Hornets are 2-3. Crazy. Then final game of the day, the one where it all came crumbling down. Steph Curry gets stuck under Aaron Banger's Banes. Got in Banger's road. Was trying to cushion his blow. Not smart to do that under Banger's. Phoenix. The Phoenix Suns beat the Golden State Warriors 121-110. The Warriors were down massive. They were down 34 in this game. A 16-2 run got them back, you know, down only 13. Devin Booker basically answered any time they sort of really started to get a sniff of actually coming back, though. But the big story to come from this is obviously Steph going down in the game with a broken hand. But the other big story is that Aaron Banger's Baines might be an MVP candidate. Just saying. Golden State, they shot 8 of 28 from 3, which is what you'd usually expect Phoenix to do. Phoenix went 15 of 36, which is what you'd usually expect Golden State to do. Weird. Eric Paschal, the Golden State rookie, had 20 points and 7 of 9 shooting. He's going to pop up again later, too. Pretty bloody good, mate. Rest of Golden State stunk. Willie Cauley-Stein style, he had his Golden State debut. 12 points, didn't miss a shot. Also had 5 rebounds and 1 block in only 12 minutes. Little big dog, Glenn Robinson III, had 17 points. Draymond stunk, as usual. 4 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists. Phoenix, Devo Booker, had 31 points, went 10 of 21 from the floor, 6 of 10 from 3, and had 5 assists. Bangers, though. 24 points, 13 rebounds. We got that change at the end. 7 assists. And obviously broke Steph Curry's hands. 2 block. Yeah, what a game from Bangers. MVP level stuff. Unreal. Ricky Tiki Tata, Ricky Rubio, 14 points, 7 assists for him. Cool head down the stretch as well when they started sort of running around like headless chickens. Dario, the homie Saric, 16 and 9 for him. Cam Johnson, 12 points as well, and 5 or 6 shooting. Warriors are 1-3, and the Suns are 3-2 and are 2 points away from being 5-0. Absolute scenes. All right, we'll be taking a quick break to talk about USSportsTickets.com, and then we'll come back with the NBA Strayer Awards from today's absolutely bumper crop of NBA games right after this.
Hi, this is Ryan Brockoff, and you're listening to NBA Strayer.
G'day. How you going? It's Jimmy. Yep. Look, if you're like me, you're probably sick of your favorite podcast being broken up by ads for ticketing sites that turn out to all be in US dollars and then they cost an arm and a leg. You convert prices over and stuff and it just sucks. But that's what makes USSportsTickets.com so good, because they are a ripper Aussie site that specializes in sorting out you with tickets to all sorts of US sports. And look, mate, they do exactly what they say on the tin. They hook Aussies up with tickets in the US. It's amazing. So with the NBA season already kicked off, mate, what are you waiting for? I mean, what could be better? You want to go to the US, you want to go check out a basketball game, you just jump on USSportsTickets.com, boom, away you go. It's the easiest and best way to do it. Also, you know what I hate about podcasts that then, you know, flog these ticketing sites, whatever, they spell out the URL and I hate that because it's always weird. Look, I trust you to get USSportsTickets.com right. Anyway, the best bit is, first, they've got great tickets to all the major US sports. Second, they're Aussie owned and operated. That means their customer service is legit unreal. If you've got a question, query, whatever, it's 24/7. They'll sort you out quick, smart. Third, it's easy as to use because it comes in Aussie dollars. Fourth, that means now you don't have to do maths when you're planning a trip to the States and want to buy NBA tickets. I don't know about you, but I hate having to do maths when I just want to go to an NBA game. Also, the fifth good thing, enter the code STRAYER when you check out and they'll sling you 5% off. Haha, that's maths. How good's that? Nice. Anyway, support the legends who support us. Get around USSportsTickets.com. Go buy your tickets. Go see King Deli or Jingles or Big Simo. Hopefully he won't pop you in a chokehold or anything. Smash a tin or 40. Get 5% off the code STRAYER and away you go. Bob's your uncle. Yep, USSportsTickets.com. Get around it.
That's a knife.
Yes, we are back with a bit of the NBA Australia approved performance of the night. It is the NBA Australia Awards for today's games. And boy, howdy, What a fun day it was. We had a couple of great ones too. So the improved performances. How about the Sex Man? Crushed a massive dunk to keep the Cavs up 6 with 30 seconds left in that game against Chicago. All over Wandale. Absolute scenes. Pascal Siakam. I mentioned this earlier. 30 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, but 19 points of his 30 came in that third quarter. He had 2 steals as well. He was a plus 20, shot 13 of 21 from the floor, 3 of 6 from 3, and has Raptors fans going, Kawhi, who? And look, yes, James Harden, fast Jimmy Harden. You know, he's a bit faster once he strips all the, you know, strip of glitter out of his beard. 59 points, 18 of 32, 6 of 14 from downtown, 17 of 18 from the free throw line, 9 assists, 4 turnovers, plus 6 for the game. Might have been one of the just like, ugh, most worthy 59-point games you'll ever see. It was good, it was efficient, but it wasn't weirdly fun to watch. I don't know, man. It's just, ugh, it was just weird. Brad Beal, that poor bugger did everything for the Wizards. That's an fucking performance as well. 46 points on 20 shots. 14 of 20, he went 7 of 12 from downtown, 11 of 12 from the free throw line, 8 assists, 6 rebounds, 5 turnovers, plus 8. Crazy stuff. But come on, man, the NBA straight proof performance of the night. Aaron Bangers Baines, 24 points, 13 rebounds. 7 assists, came within 3 assists of his first ever career triple-double. Comes within 2 points of a career high in the point totals. 3 blocks, 9 of 18 shooting, 2 of 8 from downtown. Did everything. Unfortunately, also broke Steph Curry's hand. But Aaron Bangers Baines, the man from Mareeba. Sir Bangers himself of the brick shit-out screen. Ah, incredible. Absolutely incredible. What a game. Real shame about the Steph Curry stuff, but still. On your Bangers, on your everybody. All right, what about old mate, no mates?
Old mate, no mates.
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 Who's got no mates today? Well, I just mentioned him, Brad Beal. I mean, 46 points. Rui was out there, Japanese Jordan, but Jesus. It's basically Brad Beal just out there by himself pissing against the wind, isn't it? Just like, oh, here we go. I'm going to get my schlong out. Oh, it's the fucking wind. It's blowing me back in my face. Fuck. Over and over and over. And obviously, old mate, no mates is going to be Draymond over there in Golden State for the foreseeable future until he goes down with a mysterious calf injury, I reckon, in about 2 games' time. He and D'Angelo, you're like, oh, it's still formidable. No. D'Angelo had 15 points, 6 assists, and 7 rebounds today on 5 of 12 shooting. It's like, hey, D'Angelo, Steph's gone down. We're playing fucking Phoenix. If we can eke out a win here. Oh, yeah, thanks, man. 15 points, 5 of 12 shots. Yeah, thanks. Thanks, man. Anyway, so Draymond will be definitely just like, all right, fuck it, I'm packing her up, Bush. Just saying. He might also place in a couple of, texts to Kevin Durant going, Kevin, I'm sorry, man. Hey, do you reckon Brooklyn will trade for me? Spot of the night.
Spud of the night.
T. Ross went 1 of 10. Not great, but Orlando still won. Cody White had a rough one too, the rookie. 3 of 12 for his 8 points. And Chicago shit the bed. But you could also just give Spud of the Night to the entirety of the New York Knickerbockers of New York City in the fourth quarter, where they just crapped the bed in just absolutely epic fashion to blow that game in just really kind of impressive tanking kind of way. But it's October, so you can still try in October. Knicks, what the fuck? To lose by 12 and not score for basically the last 8 minutes is just absolutely incredible. Wayne Ellington went 1 of 8 for the Knicks. Mook Morris went 2 of 11. 3 turnovers in 31 minutes. Classic Mook. What else? Who else was there? Sham, well, I mentioned him, 1 of 7. And the Duck Man, Luke Kennard. Quack, quack. 3 points, 1 of 6 from the floor. Amazing stuff. Pantsing of the night. Robert Covington. This was pretty funny. Took a 3 from about the logo in Philly with about 10 seconds left on a shot clock. Airballed it. Didn't get back on defense. And fucking Furkan Korkmaz hit a 3 in his face. Timeout Wolves. Sixers go up 10. Never stressed in this game again. I'm pretty sure the time it was called so someone could yell at Covington for being a dick. Also, Covington just could have been like feeling like, hey man, These are some of my best mates. Just going to try and look out for them. Just saying. Here we go. I'll just shoot this horrible three. But also, Pants in the Night just goes to Chicago in general. Wendell got by Sex Man on that game-sealing dunk. But Chicago, just what absolute bumfuck just horribleness is going on here. They've lost to the Hornets, the Knicks, and the Cavs, which are three of the single worst teams in the NBA. I know you've got, like, the Knicks have got 87 power forwards. That's fine. Chicago, you're seemingly got some sort of okay-ish roster. You got about 87 different fucking point guards. You've got Otto Porter. You've got Lowry. You've got Zach. You got Denzel, Kobe White, Thad Young. Wow, how could you be this bad? Hashtag fire Jim Boylan. All right, what about better than Lonzo Ball for today?
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you'll get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros. Now I can be average.
Coming for everybody. As long as everybody means bankruptcy court. Isn't that right, big baller brand? Better get your merch. Get your merch.
Steve up.
Get your merch. Get your merch.
Wear it.
Get your merch. Get your merch. Get your merch. Get your merch.
Yes, Rui Japanese Jordan was better than Lonzo Ball today. 23 points, 5 rebounds, 9 of 15 shooting, 3 of 3 from 3. My quick sense is that Lonzo has never had a game where he's gone 23 points, 5 rebounds, 9 of 15 from the floor, and 3 of 3 from 3. Same with PJ Washington, 23 points, 8 rebounds, 10 of 13 from the floor. Absolutely amazing. And Eric Paschal for the Golden State Warriors, 20 points on 7 of 9 shooting, 4 rebounds, 6 of 6 from the free throw line. Amazing stuff. All better than Lonzo Ball, and they're only rookies. Just saying. Hey, man, prove me wrong, Lonzo. You've got all of tomorrow's game to do that. Prove me wrong, kids. All right. Yeah, nah, right after this.
This is Mitch Creek, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
Right. Yeah, before we get stuck into yeah, nah, I just want to say huge, huge thank you to everybody who supported the Kickstarter. It literally just clicked off as we started recording today. We absolutely smoked our target. Ended up just getting to a crazy, crazy level, 5,492, which I never expected. Thank you so much to everybody. The response just blew my fucking mind, obviously. I'm just like yelling into the fucking void over here. So that's incredible. Thank you so much for the listeners and all the people who follow on social media and shit. Absolutely incredible. I'm really looking forward to all the t-shirts and everything going out. There's like a weird sort of 2-week window where Kickstarter sort of like get everything sorted and whatever. But I'm going to get a jump on getting on the merch done and all that sort of stuff out. So thank you once more. You're all legends. I can't wait to have all the guests on the show and shit like that. That's going to be fucking great. Yeah, we might have some fun runs as well where we've got like, you know, 5 different yeah, nah guests in a week and shit. Yeah, but also if you did actually pledge for the Kickstarter, just make sure you check your email. I would have hit you up about t-shirt and hoodie sizes and stuff like that. So get around it. All right, let's get into yeah, nah, shall we? Where we take a bunch of NBA storylines, decide whether they're more yeah or more nah. Number one, should the Warriors now pull the Spurs? Yeah, nah, yeah, fuck yes. And when I say pull the Spurs, I mean, look, Dave Robinson got hurt 1996, 97. They went, fuck it. Even though he was healthy, they shut him down for the rest of the year once he was ready to come back. They win the lottery. They get Tim Duncan, 20 years of absolute badassery followed. And look, I was advocating for this last week. I was already saying that, look, they're going to be sort of shit to start off for a few months or two. And then Curry's going to come down with like a mysterious calf injury. Draymond will join him. Curry's out for like, what, at least 6 weeks? Busted hand? Maybe 8? Let him go 2.5 months. And you'll suck that entire while. Maybe you run him back for a few games. Say he's then got a hammy. Sit him the rest of the year. Get that Tim Duncan pick. Go from there. So yeah, the Warriors should definitely pull the Spurs. And they'd be fucking dumb not to. And they're smart. So, should the Bucks get down at the half of every game? Yeah, nah. Shit, maybe yeah. Because when they've been leading, they've shit the bed. They were up 17 at the half against the Heat. They lost that. Up 16 at the half against the Celtics. They lost that. They were down 16 against the Rockets and then won. The only game they've been up and actually won was against the Cavs, and they're shit. So, Bucks, there you go. There's an idea. Hey, Jimmy, do you reckon Dennis Smith Jr.'s personal reasons today were I fucking hate playing on this team instead of actual personal reasons? I mean, maybe. Yeah, nah, perhaps. I mean, if I was Dennis Smith Jr., I'd be like, yeah, fuck you guys. You don't want me around? Fuck yous. Next up, are Sacramento fucked? I mean, maybe. 0-5, their worst start since 1990, as mentioned. They just look shit. There's none of the fun from last year. Bogdan's completely out of sorts. Diaz's efficiency has just taken a massive hit. There's a big Marvy bag-shaped hole. I don't know, man. I want to blame Luke Walton, but at the same time, this was all put together by Vlade. Harrison Barnes is getting paid a shit ton of money. But, I mean, what other options have you got on the wings? It just needs to gel a bit more, and it just doesn't seem to want to. It's weird. Next up. The Suns for real. Yeah, nah. Shit, maybe. Maybe at least to like be a team that's going to push for 30-something wins rather than 20. Because, as mentioned, they're 2 points. Two single-point losses away from being 5-0. So, I don't know. It's pretty weird. Booker, Bangers. The secret sauce was obviously DeAndre Ayton going down and Bangers going to the starting lineup. But anyway, speaking of which, final, yeah, nah. Will Bangers put up a triple-double this season? Yeah, nah. Yeah, maybe. Fucking oath he will. Just watch. MVP watch. Hashtag Bangers MVP watch. It's no longer the Bangers 3-point watch because he's out there smashing in threes all the time now. It's Bangers MVP watch. All right. The unpopular opinion of the day.
Now look at me, please. Look at me.
Look at me. Steph having a broken hand is good for the Warriors because seriously, do the Spurs. Fuck it. Don't give a shit about this year. It's pretty straightforward for Golden State. You've gone to 5 straight finals. You're going to be fucked this year anyway. See how long Steph's out. Then you just run D'Angelo into the ground with a sky-high usage over the next sort of 2-3 months. Then you can maybe, you know, watch him put up a shit ton of numbers. Then you can trade him. Keep Steph out. Sit Draymond with like a lower back injury or like some weird thing to do with like a patella unprovable like bruise or some shit. So you tank, get a huge top pick, then dominate the next 5 years as well as the past 5, you know? It's a pretty straightforward blueprint, and it sucks that Steph's out because Steph is fucking awesome to watch. I just love watching him, but yeah, man. Sometimes you just got to look at this and go, yeah, whatever. All right, finally, step on in to Outback Takehouse. It's Thursday, and Outback, and you know what that means. 2-for-1 blooming onions, because no bugger back home in Australia knows what the fuck these things are. That's right, I think it's some sort of deep fried onion. To be honest, we probably just chop these fuckers up and throw them on the barbie. I have no fucking clue what you Yanks are making of this shit, but sure, here we go. Bloomin' Onion Thursdays, only at Outback. And today's flame grilled take that a bloomin' onion goes great with as a side is losing Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson and Steph Curry in 6 games. Is the basketball gods just finally getting their pound of flesh for 5 straight years of unimpeachable dominance by the Golden State Warriors? You've always got to pay the basketball gods tax sometime, somehow, somewhere. And that's what's happened. Only at Outback. All right, cool. There you go. It does seem like they did get through 5 years pretty unscathed, and then it all just came fucking crushing down. All right, Australian Player Watch and all the other fun stuff right after this.
Hey, this is Isaac Humphries, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
All right, let's do it. Australian Player Watch. We have Big Simo, Ben Simmons, choking out his mate, Carl Anthony Towns, in the win over Minnesota. 16 points, 7 assists, 3 rebounds, 3 steals, 2 blocks, 6 turnovers, but was very good in one sweet chokehold where he came out and said, I've always got my teammates back, even if that involves putting a mate of mine in a chokehold. It's the old Box Hill Central. Oi, 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 settle down, mate, settle down, oi, oi, and grabbing him in a chokehold. That's how it goes. On you, Simo. Stand up for your mates. Jonah Bolden, no sign of him yet this year in a surprise twist. Also, really, really stoked that you missed the World Cup. Obviously, Jonah. Fucking Furkan has no problems cracking the rotation. He played in the World Cup, just saying. Jingling Joe Ingles, first double-figure scoring game of the year. I mentioned that earlier. 10 points, 7 assists, 2 rebounds, 2 steals, 4 of 8 from the floor, 2 of 4 from downtown. Love it. Dante Exum, Kangaroo, Kobe, still out, still rehabbing that knee. King Dully of Maryborough, first of his name, Smasher of Tins, King of Canada as well. Win over Chicago today, 14 minutes, 0 of 1 from the floor. It was also from 3, which means he's 0 of 11 from 3 so far this season for King Dally. He did add 1 rebound, 1 assist, 1 steal, and 1 turnover. But hey, got the win. It's that veteran presence. And now I mentioned I got old mate to buy me a Jingles purple Utah Jazz jersey. Also got her to get one of the Dally throwback 90s Cavs ones because they are fucking mint. Oh, love the look of them. Kung Fu thon in the Toronto Raptor game for the Detroit Basketball Pistons. Had a good one on your thon, Kung Fu Thon. Reckon Big Simo and Carl Anthony Towns could have used him today. Yeah. Noticed that Embiid didn't try that when the Sixers played Detroit the other day. Yeah, doesn't want to get Kung Fu'd by Thon. 13 minutes, 8 points. 3 of 7 from the floor, 1 of 1 from downtown. Hey, on your thon. 3 rebounds, 1 steal. It was a plus 10. What a turnaround. Love it. And finally, Aaron Bangers Baines, huge win over the Warriors, as mentioned already here. And he got the NBA Australia approved performance of the night. 28 minutes, 24 points, 2 off his career high. Shoots 9 of 17 from the floor, 2 of 8 from downtown. Has 13 rebounds, 7 assists. So he's 3 assists off a goddamn triple-double. 3 blocks, all-round dominance. Absolutely loved it. Un-bloody real. All right, what about... It's Thursday, so how about we go check in on a bit of Kiwi Corner? Wow, we haven't been there for a while. That's right. Stephen Adams has had a bit of a slow start to the year, but starting last week, they've played the 4 games. They've played 5 games already now, actually. OKC. In the season opener against Utah, he had a rough one. 1 of 8 shooting for 3 points, but had 11 rebounds, 2 assists. Against Washington, went 3 of 9. Jesus, 7 points, 14 rebounds, 1 block and a steal, 8 points, 10 rebounds, 3 assists against Golden State, and finally shot over 50%, 4 of 8 for that one. And then 6 points, 12 rebounds, 1 assist and 2 blocks against his old mucker, Rusty Westbrook. Notice that Stephen Adams is now actually averaging double digits in rebounds. That's right, he's averaging 6 points, 11.8 rebounds, and 1.5 assists for the game per game. Because Rusty fucking Westbrook isn't stealing all his rebounds. I'm just saying. Nice one. All right, we're going to have a Where in the World Is tomorrow as well. And for now, let's get to the old Patty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Twitter check-in. Loving some Patty tweets. It's been great. Off to a flying start this year has been Patty as well. He did actually, so we mentioned it yesterday, was the amazing Instagram post that he had of his jorts and how he had the Instagram post of it's amazing how much the rips in these jorts help with ventilation. Humidity in Texas can be brutal. Gotta let them breathe. Red face sweating emoji. So he actually had that on Twitter today as well, which is awesome. But then he also had a great, great tweet about an hour ago where they had the Spurs ad for Heb. Unreal. Family style team dinners at the Spurs. And it's him, LaMarcus, DeMar, and I think Rudy Gay. Unreal. It's a very funny ad. Go watch it. Patty Mills, you're a continuing inspiration to everybody. Not just the children, but to me, who's basically a child on the inside. All right, let's get to the game previews for tomorrow, shall we?
Game previews. Game previews.
Thanks, inadvertent Bane.
Not a problem. How's everybody coping with the heat?
Oh, yeah, not bad. Sitting here in my Dally Milwaukee jersey. It's pretty good. Nice and light. You know, not scratchy. I don't know where old mate got this one, but it's fucking great. All right, we've got 3 games tomorrow. Now, today we went 3 of 3 in our tips and our bets yesterday. And you're like, hey, we're back, baby. And then today, look, at least I'm consistent. We went 3 of 11. Not great. win 3 bets every day and it'll be fine. 3 of 3 yesterday, 3 of 11 today. For the year, 29-63. Yoish. Brutal. But anyway, look, tomorrow we've got Miami at Atlanta. A rematch and the Heat go up to Atlanta this time. Trae Young's still out, so give me Miami -6. I think they're really going to hit their stride with Jimmy Butler back now. And -6 seems like pretty easy with Atlanta sitting out there going, you know, oh shit, we've got John Collins and no actual point guard. Fuck. Here we go. So give me the Heat -6. The Denver Nuggets travel to New Orleans to take on the Pelicans. I like the Nuggets -2.5 in this on the road. I don't quite trust it, though, because the Pelicans are sneaky, like, oh, we're going to really just try really, 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 really hard and then just lose. they are not going great so far this year. They're 0-4, and they've lost to the Raptors, the Mavs, the Rockets, and the Warriors. Three of those four teams are pretty good, and they're all kind of close-ish. But you know what? I'm going to go... I feel like Denver maybe bounced back from a pretty rough loss to Dallas. So give me the Nuggets -2.5. Pelicans, I think it's going to be struggle town for them until Zion gets back. And finally, the Spurs host the Clippers. I will take the Spurs +5. Clippers, they might have... Look, this is the old Kawhi Bowl, and it's in LA though. So Spurs will be traveling. Clippers coming back from Utah. Pretty weak showing in Utah, I think. Spurs will be nicely rested. Bit of extra oomph going up against Kawhi. Give me the Spurs +5. They might not win, but I think it'll be very, very close. So I'll take the Spurs +5. Nice. See how we go tomorrow. Maybe only 3 games to pick is where I'm sitting, and I'm good at that. Who knows? We did go 1 of 11 on Monday or whatever, and 3 of 11 today, so not great. All right, anyway, that's it for today. Unreal. We are back tomorrow with all the usual dumbassery. Once more, thank you so much for pledging and helping out with the Kickstarter. You guys are all fucking legends. It means I can go get a new fucking mixing board and just really pump this out a bit quicker, which would be really, really handy. The kid, the squid over there, when he's not getting stuck underneath the fucking couch. He's actually a bit sick at the moment as well. That sucks, but, you know, just time management becomes a little bit harder. But anyway... Thanks heaps. You're all legends. Love your guts. Also, make sure you're following NBA Stray on Twitter, Facey, Instagram. We're all over the socials all the time. You know that. Get around NBAStray.com. If you're going to go buy some shit from Amazon, first click on the big Amazon button at NBAStray.com. Go do your shopping. They'll kick us a shekel or two on the back end. Come on, mate. This doesn't cost you anything. Check us a rating and review on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, whatever app you use on your Android phone, Spotify, Stitcher, all that good stuff. If you rate and review, it really helps out. And look, man, we're just sort of punching in, you know, punching into the air over here. So help us out, would ya? Thanks. Big thanks to From Oslo for the intro and outro song. Go check out their new band, House Hats. Their debut album, Running Out of Time, is out now, and it's the best Australian album of the year. Also, big thanks to Fascinator, Ramshackle Army, Gold Mines, Iowa, Sex Jedi, Green Green Green, and Dozers for all the tunes you hear throughout the show. Give them all a smash on Bandcamp and Facey. Remember, NBA Australia supports Australian bands. Awesome. We're going to close out with a brand new episode of The Diary of Stephen Adams. And we will catch you tomorrow, you dickheads. This is NBA Australia saying, later, Zone!
Oh, kia ora, Bruce. It's Stephen Adams here, eh, Brew? And I'm just here writing in my diary for this week, Sue. Here goes. Oh, dear diary. It's me, Stephen Adams, Brew. Oh, but you knew that, eh? Because you're my diary, Brew. So, yeah, I set out today's game, Brew, because I hurt my knee a bit. Last game against Russell and the Rockets, Brew. And seriously, it was pretty mental playing against a lot of Russ for the first time ever, eh? Because, like, no fooling, Brew. It was weird as, eh? I kept going for rebounds, Brew, and he was there. And I instinctively gave him up to him, Brew, because I didn't want him yelling at me in the locker room, eh? And then I realized he wasn't on my team anymore, Brew. So I could go get the rebounds? And I got 12 of them, Brew. In fact, Brew, I've gotten double-figure boards in all the games this year, eh? So it just goes to show that I can actually get rebounds when little Russ isn't stealing them out of my hands, eh? Like he's my cousin Rongo at a servo, Brew. So, anyway, it's been a rough first week for us, I guess. We've lost 4 or 5, eh? And Little Chris might be even worse than Little Russ. He was bullying my friend Terrence the other day, and everything got to the point where I had to step in twice and be like, "Hey, now, Little Chris, don't make me put your head in the dunny, eh?" So he then settled down. But it's okay, though, bro, because, you know, I didn't play today, so I'm firing up my turn it around, fellas, hungy. Yeah, so that'll be tasty as, bro. I'll take it into the fellas, they'll be like, "Oh, Stephen, bro, this is delicious as, mate." And I'll be like, "Oh, sweet as. Cheers, bro." My mum also just shipped me out a new turn it around, fellas, Pavlova, that she made special, eh? So I'm sure that'll work. Okay, so here's hoping that the next week is a bit better than this week, bro. And I'll write to you again next week, eh? Okay, cheer, cheer. Love, Stephen Adams, bro.